Friends, though you are aware of the forward contract, which was minutely or in limited way it was discussed in earlier chapters, here, due to the risk, we have given more importance to the forward exchange contract. It's little bit complicated, but it is made easy to understand by way of examples. I'm not going to discuss any examples, though I have given here the examples, that you have to go through these examples yourself. If not understood, explanation given in your textbook that you may refer to. I will skip the examples from our discussion. But major part I am going to discuss here about the foreign exchange contract, because it is very important. And I will highlight those important part and explain to you so as to better understanding the foreign exchange contract. Further understanding by way of examples, you may refer to your books. So our objective of this particular chapter will be understanding the forward exchange contract as essential instrument for managing the foreign exchange risk. Okay? And its concept, features and types of forward exchange contract also will be discussed. Understanding the mechanism like fixed delivery, option delivery or rollover or cancellation, etc., that also I will explain to you, right? Then swap cost and interest outlay are provided with relevant examples which you may go through it. That is and what is our coverage will be enormously. It covers all types of contracts, then contract amount, parties, exchange rate, place of delivery, mode of delivery, purpose of forward contract, then silent features of the forward contracts and exchange control aspects, then credit risk and consumer exposure, booking of forward contract, how to book, then rate fixation, then fixed rate forward contract, option dated forward contract, optional delivery, early delivery, etc. There are so many subjects which we are trying to cover up as in this chapter. As introduction, I have told you that forward contracts are extensively used in both trade-related and capital account-related transactions, and they play a very critical role in maintaining stability in cross-border financial flow. Types of forward contract consist of, one is a fixed-date forward contract that you are aware, and second one is the option-date forward contract. Forward contracts with the option delivery is also there, and these contracts where this option delivery contract gives the customers the right to choose the delivery date, right to choose delivery date within the specified windows. Early delivery contract consists of when the customer opts to settle the forward contracts before the agreed due date is called early delivery. So it is terminating the contract as far as early delivery is concerned. And bank usually adjusts the rate based or swap cost based gaining or penalty depending upon its implicability to the exporter or importer or maybe trader and along with himself, that is bank itself. Recent practice is artificial intelligence tools are used by the banks to calculate the swap cost differentials in real time. Extended forward contract is nothing but in case if the shipment is getting delayed or there is a change in a payment schedule, customer may request for the extension of the contract. The extension of contract is typically treated as cancellation and rebooking. cancellation and regrouping. The conditions for that is subject to RBI guidelines, and swap cost and interest on outlay of the funds is recovered from the customer. Then rollover of the forward contract. This is used for the long-term hedging. Long-term means rollover contracts involving replacing a maturity or maturing forward contracts with new one for the next period. This is often used for covering the long-term external commercial borrowing or project-based payments. Technology upgrade, that is cloud-based, is used for rollover forward contracts. Then forward purchase contract. Forward purchase contracts is used for the currency, for currency at future date. It is common for the importers, because importers are purchasing the foreign currency and for making the import payment. So they may book the forward for the on future date of payment obligations. Bank buys the spots and sells the forward swaps, booking the forward rate for client. Then forward sale contract, it is used typically for the exporters. Bank sells the spot and buys the forward swap, exactly opposite to the forward purchase contract. Then contracted amount. What is the amount? Amount should be specific. The contract amount in forward exchange contract is the total agreed foreign exchange value or foreign currency value to be brought in or to be sold at the future date, and it is based on the value of underlying exposure, such as trade invoices, loans, or remittances. This must be backed by the genuine exposure. There should be upward or downward revision, requires the cancellation and rebooking. Bank may impose the currency-wise limit depending upon risk level. A simple example you can take: if the importer books a forward purchase contract for $100,000 to cover the future payment, and the contract amount is $100,000. The contract must be for fixed and definite amount of the foreign currency. This amount must be clearly specified in the forward contract document. Now, about the amount, now let us understand about the parties who are involved in the forward contracts. There are typically two main parties in forward contract. One is a customer or client who may be importer, exporter, borrower, or investor. Second, the authorized dealer, that is bank. The bank authorized by the Reserve Bank of India, which offers the forward rate and executes the contracts, handle documentation, and manages the settlement. Additional parties may consist of correspondent bank for the overseas settlement and regulatory authorities, the Reserve Bank of India, for compliance and reporting oversight. Fintech and treasury platforms when the contracts are booked digitally. Okay. Now, the exchange rates. How exchange rates are determined? So, determination of the forward exchange rates is very important, and the forward rate is not guessed or arbitrarily decided. It is derived scientifically based on the definite formulas, like number one, spot exchange rate. Spot exchange rate, this is the currency, this is the current market rate for exchanging the currencies immediately, that is typically within two working days, that is spot. And interest rate parity is nothing but a difference between the domestic and foreign interest rate influenced by the forward rate. There is a formula here, you can look it here and try to understand this. Forward premium discount. If the foreign currency has a higher interest rate than the domestic one, it will trade at the forward discount. If the foreign currency has lower interest rate, it will be forward premium. For example, if the USD is expected to depreciate relative to Indian rupees, the forward rate for buying the USD will be lower than the spot rate. Then types of forward exchange contracts, forward exchange rates. Now, TT forward buying rates, there are various rates we have seen also. Under forward exchange contract also, there is a TT forward buying rate. TT forward buying rate is used when the bank buys the foreign currency from the customer. And TT forward selling rate is used when the bank sells the foreign currency to the customer. Bill forward buying and selling rates used when the export-import bills are involved, which have realized a period. Now, quotation practices, how the rates are quoted. Forward rates are quoted. In India, the forward rates are typically quoted as outright rates. Outright rate means full forward rate quoted directly, like USD INR. Okay. Then swap points. Swap points margin. It is swap point margin. Is swap points or forward margin, it is quoted as difference between the premium and discount added to the added or subtracted from the spot rate. So bank can say the spot rate is 83.50 and 1 month premium is 0.25. So 1 month forward rate will be 83.75, adding it. Now bank's role in quoting the forward rates. Authorized dealer use a real-time data from the platforms like Reuters, Bloomberg or their internal treasury system. Customer credit risk, market volatility and swap market rate are also influences the spread which is offered by the bank. And the margin is built in depending on the customer's relationship and volume of the transactions. Forward rates agreement and the benchmarking. In the modern system, the forward rates are now benchmarked against the SOFR, that is secured overnight financing rate. Secured overnight financing rate. After the LIBOR has gone, it is linked to benchmark rate, is considered as a secured SOFR rate, SOFR, that is secured overnight financing rate, or ARR, that is alternative reference rate of particular currency, right? The derivative accounting requires disclosure if the fair value of the forward contract differs from actual cost. The practical illustration here you can very well understand. Let us say spot rate is USD INR 83.50, 3 months forward premium is 40. Then this 40 premium is to be added for the 3 months forward rate and it is quoted as 83.90. Now, place of delivery. The place of delivery in the forward exchange contract refers to the location or mechanism through which the foreign exchange is delivered or received on the maturity date or date of the contract. In the foreign exchange market, delivery does not mean that physical delivery of the currency, but rather than transfer of currency value between the account of the concerned parties, usually through the banking channel. Key aspects of the place of delivery consist of specified in the contract. Place of delivery must be mentioned, like that is in the contract, that the place of delivery is pre-agreed between the customer and the bank at the time of entering into forward contract. It is stated in the contract note. Okay. Then number two, type of delivery location. Type of forward contracts in India usually specify delivery at Mumbai. Consider that primary financial center and the forex settlement hub in India. Most forward contracts between the banks and corporates are settled here. Now other major centers consisting of maybe Delhi, Chennai, Calcutta, etc. and overseas location in rate in rare cases for offshore forward contracts, the delivery may be agreed at a foreign financial center, may be located in New York, London, and it is subject to FEMA and RBI compliance. Nostro and Vostro account transfer. You know what is Nostro account, what is Vostro account transfer. The settlement of the delivery takes place via Nostro or Vostro accounts of the AD bank with its foreign correspondent. The foreign currency credited or debited to this account and INR is settled locally with the customer. Then mode of delivery. Mode of delivery, what is mode of delivery? Mode of delivery is either it is cash, it is TOM, it is spot or forward. And each you are aware of it, what it is. Cash means same day, TOM means tomorrow, spot means T plus 2 working days, T means transaction date, and forward delivery means anything beyond T plus 2 days and specified in future date. Then practical illustration given here is the Indian exporter has forward contract with the bank to sell say $100,000 maturing on August 1, 2025. The contract specify place of delivery is Mumbai. On maturity, the exporter delivers the export proceeds to the bank of Nostro account and return the received in INR value as per the forward rate and credited to his INR account with the bank's Mumbai branch. Now, mode of delivery. Mode of delivery is in foreign exchange contract is a manner in which the agreed foreign exchange is settled between the parties on the due date. It defines how the currencies will be exchanged. It is also essential contractual details because it affects the actual execution, compliance, and risk profile of the forward contract. The type of mode of deliveries. Actual delivery or clean delivery. Example is an importer takes the delivery of the USD against INR as per contract and exporter receives the INR by delivering the USD from the export proceeds. So in this mode, there is a genuine exchange of the currency and the customer delivers or receives the foreign currency as per the contractual terms. Second one is a cancellation or cash settlement. Cancellation. If the customer does not wish or he is unable to execute actual delivery, the contract can be cancelled for the cash. Okay. In such cases, the contract is squared off by reversing the original position at prevailing market rate and paying or receiving the difference between the forward rate. Other modes of delivery based on the value date consist of cash, term and spot, meaning you are aware of it, and value date you are aware of it. Then modern settlement channels consist of SWIFT, Nostro Vostro account adjustment, RTGS, NEFT or from INR point of view, and automated treasury platform TMS for corporate users. From regulatory perspective in India, as per RBI FEMA regulations, forward contract should be backed by the genuine underlying exposure. Cancellation and rebooking are allowed under conditions prescribed by RBI, and documentation and declaration and exposure are required before the booking and while executing the delivery. Now, purpose of forward exchange contract. Purpose. Forward exchange contract can be booked for hedging the foreign exchange risk for import-export payments and receipts, budgeting and cash flow certainty by fixing the rates, protecting the profit margin, maintaining the price stability, managing the currency exposure, regulatory compliance and avoiding speculations. The essence of the forward contract is the risk management tool. Purpose for which risk management is used is for only for the risk management. Forward contract is used for risk management. So the forward purchase contract, bank buys the foreign exchange, export of the goods and services, sales of the foreign currency receipts, in forward sale contract, bank sales the foreign exchange, import the goods and services, repayment of the external commercial borrowing and foreign currency remittances for education and travel. Silent features of the forward contract. What are the silent features of the forward contract? One, forward contract is a binding agreement between the parties. Then, future delivery involves the exchange in currencies on future date. Then, fixed or option date. Delivery may be on a fixed date or with an option period, maybe 15 days, 7 days, 1 month, like that. Customizable terms, that is tailored in terms of the amount, currency pair, and maturity date. No upfront premium is required to be paid. Usually, it does not require upfront payment, unlike options. This is a hedging tool, which is used to protect against the exchange rate volatility. Then regulated in India by FEMA, under FEMA by RBI and FEDAI guidelines. The settlement obligation that the both parties are obliged to honor the and agreed terms of the maturity. Cancellation and extension can be cancelled or extended with the swap cost and the interest adjustment. Forward contract is non-transferable. The contract cannot be transferred to any other party. Now, exchange control aspects. In India, the forward exchange contracts, it is subject to the exchange control regulation under FEMA and supervised by Reserve Bank of India, and it is governed operationally by Foreign Exchange Dealers Association of India, that is FEDAI. The key exchange control provisions are eligibility to enter into the contract. Only authorized dealers can offer the forward contract. Resident and non-resident can enter into the forward contract for genuine exposure if they have. Then underlying exposure requirement. Forward contract must be backed by the document exposures. And as anticipated exposures are also permitted under the RBI's liberalized guidelines 2022 onward. The contract tenor, typically it allows up to 12 months. Maximum period allowed for the forward contract is 12 months, but longer tenor can be permitted for the external commercial borrowing, that is ECB, and long-term import or export exposures. Rollover and early delivery. Permissible with the appropriate documentation and recovery of the swap cost and interest. Bank must report such modifications as per RBI's instructions. Cancellation of the contract. Cancellation of contract means allowed with the proper justification. Profit or losses are settled based on the market rates. RBI and FEDAI guidelines must be followed. Then speculation is not allowed. Speculation is not allowed. Pure speculation booking is prohibited. Pure speculative booking is prohibited. And forward contract must not be used for arbitrage or profit-only motive. Documentation and reporting consist of AD must maintain the detailed record and the report to RBI via EDPMS, IDPMS system. The contract above certain threshold must be reported automatically for cancellation over USD 100,000 and all.